Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says the framework nuclear agreement reached with Iran is a good deal that was achieved through tough, principled diplomacy. Iran has agreed to not stockpile the materials needed to build a weapon, Mr. Obama said in his weekly address Saturday. The president noted that international inspectors will have unprecedented access to Iran's nuclear program because Iran will face more inspections than any other country. He said if Iran cheats, the world will know it. This deal is not based on trust. It's based on unprecedented verification. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins explains analysts have applauded the level of detail in the framework plan, but say tough work lies ahead.
After more than a week of marathon sessions in Switzerland, Secretary of State John Kerry said negotiators had a solid foundation for a good final agreement.
It is the foundation for a deal that will see Iran reduce its stockpile of enriched uranium by 98%.
As part of that plan, Iran would grant inspectors regular access to sites and also agreed not to build any new uranium enrichment facilities for 15 years. In exchange for compliance with the plan, Iran would receive relief from sanctions. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
The Al-Shabaab militant group that claimed responsibility for killing 148 people on a Kenyan university campus Thursday has promised another bloodbath. An Al-Shabaab statement Saturday said no amount of precaution or safety measures will be able to guarantee your safety. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda militants captured a key Yemeni military base in the southern city of Mukalla on Friday after consolidating their hold on the city and taking its port. The move came a day after they stormed a prison there and freed 300 inmates. Yemeni military officials say the militants faced little resistance in capturing the prison. Well, meanwhile, fighters loyal to internationally recognized Yemeni President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi have pushed Houthi militants out of the center of Aden and control most of the southern port city. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Southern Yemen resistance fighters exchanged automatic weapons fire and mortar rounds with Houthi militants in the center of Aden early Friday. The Houthi fighters withdrew from most of the center of the city by midday, including the presidential palace. The governor of Aden, Abdulaziz bin Habtour, told Arab media Friday that southern resistance fighters loyal to President Hadi now control 95% of central Aden. Saudi coalition military spokesman General Ahmed Asiri told journalists the Houthis were trying to show the media that they controlled parts of the city but were being pushed out. The ongoing conflict between the Saudi-led coalition and Houthi rebels has left a vacuum in parts of the country, especially along the southern coast, which Al-Qaeda is trying to fill. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
China has freed an American geologist who spent more than 8 years in prison on a conviction of procuring state secrets, a human rights group said. The San Francisco-based Dui Hua Foundation said Saturday that Shui Feng was deported back to the U.S. immediately after his release on Friday. The group said Shui was reunited with his family in Houston, Texas, Friday evening. Shui, a Chinese-born U.S. citizen, was detained in November of 2007 after buying a database on China's oil industry while working for U.S. energy and engineering consulting firm IHS. A Philadelphia woman is the third American charged this week with attempting to support the terrorist ideals of the Islamic State militant group. A U.S. Justice Department complaint revealed Friday the 30-year-old attempted to travel overseas to join and fight with the Islamic State. She's accused of engaging in electronic communications with an Islamic State fighter in Syria, saying at one point she wanted to be part of a martyrdom operation. On Thursday, the Justice Department announced two New York City women were accused of trying to build a homemade bomb to launch a terrorist attack on the United States. Both alleged ISIS supporters are charged with conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.